All week long, Krista made you laugh. Now hear it again.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Welcome to the Krista Mornings Podcast on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. We are, of course, in the middle of second date update. You managed to get yourself that first date, but then for some reason you thought it was so awesome you're going to get a second, and then it doesn't happen.
It's like impossible.
Why does this happen?
How do people get second dates without us, Krista?
I really don't know. Well, today we're talking to Chase. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning.
Hi. So you have emailed us because you went out on a date with a young lady by the name of Ella. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. Well, tell us your story.
Yeah. How'd you meet?
All right. Sure. We met on the Do. Unless you used it yet.
No, I've never heard of the. Do you say the Do?
Badoo.
What's Badoo?
Badoo. I'm gonna look it up right now.
Oh.
It's like Tinder. That kind of thing.
Okay. It's a date nap.
And so, yeah. I started talking to Ella on the app.
Yeah.
And we decided to meet for like. You know, casual get together, casual meetup.
Sure.
Hook up, you know. So I thought everything was going well. We decided to go out to some Chinese food. And to make things easy on us even, we went to some Chinese food near her apartment.
Nice.
And after dinner, we went there. We went to her place. And we started hooking up.
You started? I mean, so.
And it was great. And yeah, we were going at it for a while. But it. Suddenly it stopped. Like, it stopped.
So you're getting hot
kind of
and heavy.
And I didn't want to stop it. I did not. She stopped it. She was like, you know what? I think I just need to, you know, excuse myself. And she asked me to leave. And I asked if there was anything wrong. She didn't say there was anything wrong. But
yeah.
I kind of felt like there was. I didn't, like, grill her. Like, what's going on? I just wanted to be polite, and I left, and she hasn't called it since.
All right, so kind of let's backtrack. You met on a dating site called Badoo, which, again, I've never heard of this, but, again, they're popping everywhere. So you meet on Badoo, and then you went out for Chinese food near her apartment. You went back there. You got hot and heavy, and then she just kind of stopped everything and then left?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Wow. Can you think of anything that you might have done?
Leave.
Did you do anything? Did you not do anything? Did you say something?
Were you being selfish?
No. No, I was not being selfish. I don't understand what happened.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do, Chase. We're going to find out why she has decided to, like, leave your place and never call you back. How long has it been since you've talked to her?
It's been, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a long
time. Wow.
All right, my man. Chase, are you ready? We're going to call her.
Yes.
All right, let's do this. A second date update.
Hello.
Hi, is this Ella?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi,
hey,
Ella.
Hey, honey. It's Krista from Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. We're doing something called Second Date Update.
Yeah, you went on a date with a guy named Chase. Well, we say date, mm-hmm. More like Chinese and hooking up.
Yes, I recall.
Yeah.
So you do remember going out with Chase. Well, listen, he really likes you, and for some reason he said you just haven't gotten back to him. Why? What happened? Don't you like him?
I mean, I did. Like, I just kind of, I don't know if I should say this on the air, but like.
Just say it. It's fine. Just
okay,
do it.
So, like, we went out and we were, like, hooking up a little bit. And then we started to get into it. And he's uncircumcised. And I just have never experienced it before. And I was kind of a little freaked out by it.
I see. So you're getting hot and heavy.
Out.
Oh, there
Ella,
he is.
You were freaked out? Come on. I assume you've had, like, experience in your life, and you were freaked out?
Corsello, that's Chase. He's been listening.
So, Ella,
of
I'm...
Of course I've had in my life, but not with that, so...
Yeah. I haven't either.
I mean...
Well, what's wrong with it? What's... Come on, guys. It's not uncommon.
Yeah, I'm very
it's
confused
not a bad
here.
Thing.
So, Ella,
okay.
He just exposed himself to you and it just caught you off guard, or like were you having like a panic attack? What was going on? Like, what was going through your head?
Like a panic attack, but it was just kind of one of those, like, I don't even know what to do with this. Like, I just,
you know. Well,
it's the same as everything else. I mean, come on, expose myself. Like, I was, like, opening my raincoat. No, I was, like, getting undressed. We were, like, undressing each other.
I didn't
catch at any point that it got weird. Until you asked me to leave.
So, Ella, did it turn you off? I mean, again, this is the first time you've seen this. It's kind of like in any situation. Like, maybe this first time you've never seen someone, you know, as small as you have before, as big as you have, or guys seeing a girl who had a post-baby body. I mean, we had some guy on here who was all freaked out because he didn't like the way her body looked. So you just were you just turned off? Were you scared, uneasy? Like you said, you didn't know what to do.
Yeah, totally. All of those things. I feel like it just made me uncomfortable, and I feel like when I'm uncomfortable, I just try to get out of the situation. So that's what happened, and that's why I didn't call him back. So I'm sorry I didn't call you back, but kind of been a while, so I don't know. I'm just surprised that you are really, you know, still harping on this. But
okay, so you were just doing it for the casual hookup then?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, well, I mean, now that it's, you know, long past, the shock has worn off, your heart's not beating so fast anymore, you could expect it now. You know what's lurking beneath, so to speak.
Oh, my. I don't think she likes it.
Yeah, but now that it's past, I don't know, would you guys be open to going back out again? Because we always do cover the cost of if you guys want to go back out again.
It's still going to look the same,
It'll
girl.
Look the same.
Just so you know.
But you'll expect it this time.
Even if I changed it, it would take months to heal.
Yeah.
I don't think she... I just don't think it's her thing. So, all right, well, you know, you can't really help if you're not attracted to each other naked. I mean, it happens. I mean, you could do it with the lights off, but Ella, you're just not going to have that second date.
I mean, also, like, he called a radio show because I wouldn't get back to him. Like, it's just... It's a little weird for me.
He's determined.
Is this our fault?
I thought it would be fun.
No.
And now it's time for romantic messages right here on 93.1 Jam.
Hey, girl.
No, not really. However, I am OCD.
That's not really what I meant. Do you watch porn?
Only the foot fetish stuff.
Okay, very funny. You're messing with me. Ha ha. For real, though, do you like being choked?
Only when it results in my death.
Just why are you talking to me like this?
Whatever.
Hey, do you want a pic of my body? Not a pic, don't worry.
Honestly, no.
Well, too bad. Here it is.
Your body shape reminds me of a pear.
A sexy pear that makes you want sex?
No, sorry. I'm not into fruit people, honey.
I want to cover you head to toe in Nutella and lick it off.
I'm not sure if I'm more pissed at you for saying dumb, creepy things or the fact that you want to waste Nutella.
Not the Nutella.
Oh, love that stuff.
And that was our presentation of romantic messages on 93.1 Jam.
Let's all go to the movies.
Now back to our feature presentation.
We recast your favorite movies and give you prizes for guessing them. It's Radio Recast.
And the Oscar goes to...
Yes, indeed. It is time for Radio Recast. This is when we hook you up with amazing prizes. Today is all about 50 Shades Freed. Of course, that's happening February 8th at Marcus Point Cinema with myself. And what we do is that we pick a movie and we try to get you to guess it. But the fun thing is that we impersonate people that we're really bad at.
Yes, you and I cannot do impressions. We are terrible at it, but we always pick each other's. I don't know who I'm playing, and you do not yet know who you are playing.
That is right. So here is who you are playing here today.
Let's go ahead and deglaze with some of the beer.
So we'll
let it cook off a little bit, and then we'll add a touch of the stock. We'll make the barbecue sauce. I always like to start mine off with a really good premium commercial barbecue. Oh, you guys have mine here.
That's
wow,
Guy.
Oh, yeah.
The Frosted Tips.
That's Guy Fieri.
That is
the legendary mayor of Flavortown himself.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to hear that again. Hold on.
Let's go ahead and deglaze with some of the beer. So we'll let it cook off a little bit, and then we'll add a touch of the stock. We'll make the barbecue sauce. I always like to start mine off with a really good...
Okay, and then here's who I pick for you.
And I thought, you know what, I really do want to have a baby shower because I want her to feel that something's coming and for her to really understand it. So people brought toys and gifts, and she was opening them all up the next day, and she said, Mom, you know, since baby sister's not here, I...
Oh. Who do you think that is?
That's Kim Kardashian.
Of course it is.
I can only tell because we played that clip before.
We played Kim before?
Yeah, we played because that was the interview where she accidentally revealed the gender of her child that she just had.
She's like, whoops, what are you going to do? Whoops. I think she was on Ellen. Whoops. So, all right, so here we go. We're going to play a bet that'll help you name this movie. And, of course, pick up the phone and give us a call at 321-0931 when you figured it out. Here we go.
All right, I will go first. Ash, can you hear me?
Ash? yeah, I can hear you.
Like, what was your special order?
You know, you read it, and I thought it was clear.
What was it?
Bring back, like, life form, priority one, all other priorities, like, you know, rescinded.
The damn company. What about our lives, you son of a bitch?
I repeat, all other priorities, you know, are rescinded.
How do we kill it, Ash? There's gotta be a way of killing it. How? How do we do it?
Oh, and I can't. like, you can't?
That's nonsense.
Okay, I was gonna say, let's not say that word. You know, like, dude, you still don't understand what you're dealing with, do you? The perfect organism? It's a structural perfection. It's matched only by its hostility.
You, like, admire it?
I do. All right, there you go. 321-0931. 321-0931. If you think you can guess what movie we are impersonating, you are going to enjoy 50 Shades Freed with myself. Good morning, 931 Jams. Who's this?
Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa, how are you, love?
Good, how are you?
Good. Can you name this phenomenal movie?
Is it Alien?
Woo!
Wow.
There you have it.
First one.
Is it?
Beautiful. It's Alien. So I was worried someone was going to say Aliens instead of Alien.
Oh.
But no, you got the exact movie. That's beautiful.
Congratulations, love. So get ready for 50 Shades Freed with myself on February 8th at Marcus Point Cinema. Have you seen the other two?
I have.
Okay, get ready to be naughty.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's always a tradition that you decide who did worse at their impersonation. I already think I know the answer to this. Was it Aaron playing Kim Kardashian or...
It was definitely Aaron.
I guess I just didn't hit Kim.
No, Kimmy.
Okay.
Oh, Kimmy.
What should I talk
about?
She's
a hard one.
Talk about the Super Bowl.
Talk about the Super Bowl?
There we go.
Well, listen up, ladies. If you want to get in to win for the Super Bowl where you can win some awesome prizes, just listen every day. We're going to be getting contestants. It's going to be at Silk Madison. You can show off those moves, girl.
Krista. Mornings on 93.1 Jams.